Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Has the Patriots fourth in his top 10 power rankings. Saying that efficiency wins post-Thanksgiving. He's right about that. Teams on the second half, it's a struggle sometimes to get through those months, depending on what part of the country you're in, depending on where you are in the standings, depending on how healthy you are. Teams banged up at this time of year. It's absolutely a fair assessment. And one that the Patriots fit the mold of. They do. I don't know who he had ahead of him. If I had to guess, I would say the Rams and the Eagles were ahead of him. Maybe Buffalo, maybe. I don't know. Maybe Denver. 2-9-2 teams. The Denver Broncos are interesting. And I argue with some callers and texters about this last night in the very brief 60 minutes that we had. So I feel like now's a fair time to bring it up, certainly before we talk with Deuce, who's going to be joining us here in about 5 minutes. Yes, Joe.
So ahead of the Pats at four in Coward's rankings is the Eagles at three,
yep.
The Broncos at two, and the Rams at one.
Okay, exactly what I thought. Not in that exact order, but yeah, those are the three teams. So there you go. The Broncos are an interesting one. I said yesterday, in reaction to Boomer Esiason in his declaration, that the Kansas City Chiefs, he doesn't think are going to make the playoffs. Which I'm still sort of reeling from hearing him say that. Whether you like Boomer or not.
I don't think they're going to make it now.
I hear him say that about the Chiefs, and I take it very seriously. They do have a tough finish to their schedule. It's not all tough teams, but they do, you know, 500 where they are right now. They're going to have to do some tricks to get up over 9 wins. And that may be tough for them to do. With the Broncos, I know that it's tough playing at Mile High. I know that it's a real home field advantage for that team out there in the thin air. And I know that in the past, historically, in the Belichick era and beyond, playing against Denver has always been pretty dicey. They get up for those games. The Broncos get up for those games at Gillette, out at Mile High, wherever they are. And this has been going on since the Dynasty years, the first Dynasty years. Mike Shanahan and Champ Bailey. I mean, you know, they were out there. They were ready for those games. Jake Plummer, the quarterback, they weren't that good. Bailey was good, but, like, they weren't great teams. Mike Shanahan was a great coach. He was always ready for Bill, always. And for some reason, it was just always, and I know this because I was out in Colorado and I took a ton of bets from people and I lost almost every single one of them. The only time I ever won bet, the one I can think of anyway, against my Bronco fan friends, who were the biggest honks in the world too, by the way, was I think 2012 against Tebow when the Patriots just annihilated that team in the first round, or maybe it was the second round. I think Tebow... They beat the Steelers in the first round.
That walk-off touchdown that they had in overtime.
To Demaryius Thomas, rest in peace. Yeah, that was they won in that round. And then they had the Patriots in the division round, and the Patriots beat them by like 100 points. Like, it was an absolute wrecking machine of a game. But other than that, 2015, back when Josh McDaniels and Kyle Orton beat them in 2009. Like, regular season, playoffs, it didn't really matter. Like, that was a team that they struggled with. But I throw that all out the window. It's a new team. It's a new day. It's all that's different. And I frankly think the Patriots are better than the Broncos. I thought that back in those days, too. But I certainly think that now. And I think on offense, it's not really that much of a question. They have a better offensive line. You could argue it. But I think their quarterback, Patriots quarterback, and offensive weapons are better. And for more on that, let's go ahead and welcome in our guest from Patriots.com, my guy, Big Deuce, Mike Dussault. What's going on, Mike? How are we doing tonight?
Hey, Arcan, good to talk to you. It's been a while.
I know. It certainly has. Great to have you back on the show here. Hope all's well down there in Foxborough. You guys got that fancy new studio, which I love. I was there last year. I love that new studio.
Yeah, they did it up well down there, and obviously the team's doing pretty well, so that helps things too.
Certainly, and I'd imagine it's all smiles down in Foxborough now. You know, you guys doing your show. Lots of positive things to talk about, including the new elevated expectations for this team, right? Like, we're not talking about a team in a rebuild anymore. This is now a team that has real aspirations. Where do you think those aspirations end?
Yeah, that's what I got to keep reminding myself, because I think, you know, Vrabel said in his opening press conference, you know, we want to be able to take advantage of bad football. We don't know if we're there yet. So that was, you know, the starting off point. And, you know, you got to say that they've been able to do that pretty well this far. And I mean, the way the league is playing out this year, it seems like I give them a puncher's chance against anybody. I mean, it's Drake May. I mean, when you got a quarterback playing like that, it doesn't really matter if you've got, you know, some weaknesses or some, you know, depth issues or any of that kind of stuff that most teams have. And May's just been playing out of his mind this year, and if he continues that through the playoffs, who knows?
Watching him last year in his, you know, formative games with Gerard Mayo and with Alex Van Pelt, and, you know, you saw flashes of what he could maybe be someday. At what point this year, Deuce, did you know you were looking at something special? Did you realize, okay, this kid's at, was there like a play? Was there a game? What was it that made you sort of sit up and say, yeah, this is the real deal here?
I mean, to be honest with you, I think the first thing that really impressed me was in the spring, because we were talking about, you know, what's he going to look like under McDaniel's offense? There's a lot more on the quarterback in that system. He's going to have to call out the protections now. And I think we were all bracing ourselves for, look, it might be a little choppy, but we saw him play in OTAs. And granted, it's OTAs, it's not competitive, it's a learning camp, but he just looked comfortable. You know, I remember being in the bubble during mini camp and seeing him, and like, man, he seems like he's getting it. I don't want to get ahead of myself. And, you know, to be honest, then even through the rest of the summer, it was, you know, there were some flashes for sure. But, you know, even in the joint practices, especially the ones up in Minnesota, you know, it was good. There were flashes, but I don't think anything like this. And then really, it's just when we got into the season, I mean, I would say, you know, once the win streak started going, and then all of a sudden it turned around from, oh, you know, it seems at times he's, you know, might have a May spray, or, you know, every now and then he's got a bad ball, or he makes a brain fart, or, you know, all of a sudden those things started to go by the wayside. And then you really started to see those downfield passes that, you, like you said, we saw him last year right out of the gate. He's never been timid about throwing the ball down the field. And now it's just like every problem you have on offense, it doesn't matter if you hit bomb touchdowns, you know, it offsets all those problems. So really, it's been the win streak for me, and just watching him play beyond my wildest dreams, that, you know, even going back to the summer when we were watching in training camp, and he looked pretty good, but I don't think anything like this.
Remove Drake May from consideration, and who is the MVP of this offense?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I might say Diggs. I mean, he's just been such Johnny on the spot, especially in that big Buffalo win. He's been such a valuable piece. But what's impressed me most, and look, I got to be honest, you know, when Stephon Diggs was playing for the Bills and he's making third down conversions left and right, and you're like, man, how can you not cover this guy? I mean, you hated him. But now you get him on the Patriots team, and what's – look, he's been amazing coming off an ACL. We didn't know exactly is he going to start on PUP, but – his off-the-field stuff has just been fantastic. The leadership he's brought to that room alongside Mac Hollins, those two veterans, you know, last year it just seemed like they didn't really have an anchor and a veteran to kind of ground that group. And they've come in, and now you see Booty, you know, starting to really deliver. You see Pop Douglas having to be a little patient maybe early in the year, but now he's starting to come on down the field. And you're just seeing everyone in that position group contribute. And I give – you know, not just Steph Diggs, but also Mac Hollins, a lot of credit for just the veteran leadership that they brought to this room. But certainly they've got a number of guys that came in and have been playing well for them.
You've covered a few locker rooms here, dude. I'm not calling you old, but you have covered a few locker rooms for sure. The camaraderie this year does seem to be like a real tangible thing. What can you tell me about it? Like, is it for real? Is it as real as it looks, or is it just they're winning and everyone's happy?
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's an element when you win, it compounds on itself and you're reinforced and you believe and it kind of snowballs. But at the same time, like, you know, I'm in that locker room, every open locker room during the weekend. You know, I'd start with just Morgan Moses, who seems to be holding court, and every guy that's walking by is getting a little playful comment from Morgan Moses. And you just see how doesn't matter what position groups guys are in or what side of the ball they're on. Everybody just seems to have, you know, pretty good vibes. I mean, I remember, you know, the last couple of years you might go in and they'd have, you know, locker room on Friday afternoons kind of at the end of the day, and you could tell guys, you know, just wanted to get the heck out of there. But even now you're just seeing a little more hanging out, and, you know, you don't want to put too much into it because, look, at the end of the day, you know, like you said, if they are winning, and it's easy to feel great when you're winning and you're really tested when you lose a game, and they're on a heater right now for sure. But as the kids say, the vibes are high in the Patriots locker room for sure.
They certainly are. We're talking with Deuce Mike Dussault here, Patriots.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big part of this team's identity, Deuce, I would say, is the run defense. It's been so good this year. And a big part of the run defense is Milton Williams, who's now going to be out for 4 games on IR, not just the 4 weeks. That'd be manageable, but 4 games now, which is going to include some of the tough ones coming up. Can this team and this run defense specifically withstand his absence?
I mean, it's a great question, and I'd say he's just a tone setter up front, too. And that's, you know, I'd say part of the run defense, though, I would just give credit to the defense as a whole. As much as he's, you know, up front and certainly pursuing the ball like a madman, I think they're all pursuing the ball like a madman. And you, even earlier in the season, you'd see some missed tackles, but guys just rally to the football. And that is the Mike Vrabel effort and finish that you hear often said in the locker room when they talk about the identity that they want to play with. But, you know, really, Milton Williams has just been another one of those guys that the vets that came in and has done everything that they've needed from him. And so, you know, we'll see if they're able to get by. I like what some of the depth has done. If you ask me earlier in the season, going into the season, I'd say, man, that's a tough blow to overcome. But the play of Corey Durden and Josh Farmer, younger guy, and, you know, Kyrus Tonga has been outstanding. I think that secret is out now. A little bit more of a run stuffer. I don't think you're going to ask him to, you know, pick up the slack and pass rush. But at the same time, I think they've got some depth pieces to be okay. But no question there, as you get to those last 2 games, and you're going to want those divisional games. Hopefully Milton Williams is able to come back. And, you know, those high ankle sprints can be tough to get a read on sometimes.
Certainly. And even, you know, even if he played his last game, he made a huge impact, was a major positive player for this team, and changed the whole defense, certainly up front. Can you remember another free agent class like this where they hit on just about everybody? I mean, it's really remarkable this year.
It really is. I mean, maybe we got to go back to 01 when Bill brought in all those guys and they won a Super Bowl. But they've really press the right buttons. I mean, I think they knew what they wanted, and that's part of Vrabel's experience, you know, bringing in a lot of coaches that he knew. You know, you go out and you get a Robert Spillane, and you know, all right, this guy isn't exactly the kind of linebacker that's been around here, but he's going to be our kind of linebacker. And, you know, Christian Barmore, I'd point out too, is just a guy that, you know, was already here, but really seemed to fit and made a nice compliment to Milton Williams. You've seen him really be able to lean into, you know, his ability to get off the ball and get upfield. But really, across the ranks, they did an excellent job. I mean, Jalen Hawkins, kind of a, you know, bit player last year, but they saw a little something in him, and he's been able to come in and make some plays on the ball. He's in the backfield. So between the draft and, you know, guys like Craig Woodson, fellow safety that maybe doesn't get mentioned a lot, but has played a ton of snaps for them. I think he leads the defense in snaps played. Between the free agents and the rookie class, he really, you know, built something good here in first year. But I would say, you know, even going into the year, it felt like, well, it's probably going to take him another year to really round out the depth and get, you know, the full roster that they need. So to be able to do this in year one with guys when you still feel like you don't quite have all the pieces yet, it's pretty impressive.
All right, Mike, I know you're a sports radio connoisseur. Who's a player on this team that we're not talking enough about? Who do you think is getting overlooked on this roster right now?
No, that's a great question. I mean, could I say Hunter Henry? I mean, he's a guy that, you know, doesn't always – he's not a new face, but he's been around forever now. And, you know, he's, what, I think the third in receptions all time for the tight ends for Patriots. You know, and he just continues to be steady Eddie, and that's probably everyone's enamored with Travion Henderson and Steph Diggs and Drake May. And, you know, but at the end of the day, when you look at a guy like Hunter Henry, who consistent leadership and – right now has the perspective too of being around these, you know, teams the last couple of years that only won four games each. He seems like he's really appreciating this hot streak that they're on. So I want to make sure we give Hunter Henry some love. And, you know, I'll just throw Kayshon Booty in there too as a guy who, it's a really interesting journey to me. You remember that first game a couple of years ago, he doesn't quite get both feet in bounds, and everyone's talking about, oh, that's what's holding him back. Now you got a guy who always knows when to get his feet in bounds, get his feet in bounds, to get down, to keep the clock moving, making big catches down the field. So I think he's a great story too. Just a guy who kind of treaded water for a little bit, and now he's had a chance to really make some plays. Hopefully he's back soon. I think he just brings such a great element to this offense with May and his ability to chuck the ball downfield with incredible accuracy.
All right, Deuce, we got 11 games in the books. We got 6 games left to go. What is this team going to finish? What is their record going to be, and how far do you think they're going to go?
I think I could see them losing 2 more. You know, the injuries are starting to pile up a little bit, but, man, if they can just, you know, win those last 2 games, I think they'll be in a really good position, especially in the division. If, you know, that Buffalo game, I think, is going to be a great test. Obviously, Josh Allen playing out of his mind. We'll see if the Patriots, I mean, if they can get over that hump, that would be really, really impressive. But, you know, you got to give Buffalo some respect. They won the division 5 years in a row. But, you know, I see this as a team. They can make some noise in the playoffs. It's really going to, I think, just come down to May. They've got some, you know, I don't want to say weaknesses, but they've got issues right now with the injuries. They can't really run the ball consistently. They have some explosive plays, but, you know, that colors the stats one way. And, you know, I just think the pass rush and the coverage, it's going to have to be a little tighter as you get going here into the playoffs and against the better teams. But, man, I see this as a team. If they can somehow manage a way to get that bye, it would be a huge boost. You look at the AFC, you know, is Indianapolis going to run away with it? I don't think so. But I think this is a team that's definitely going to get into those playoffs and win at least a game. We'll see after that when they get against the good ones. But, hey, with the way Drake May's playing, I'm not ruling anything out.
All right. I think through all that, I heard 13-4 AFC championship game, right?
There you go.
Deuce's mouth to God's ears, hopefully. Deuce, great stuff. Great to talk with you, man. We'll be in touch, all right?
All right, thanks, Arkan. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike Dussault there, Patriots.com. Great stuff from him. Go and read him over at Patriots.com. You can check him out on their shows as well. Awesome. Awesome to have him back on. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, there's some rumors floating around about this Patriots coaching staff, including adding another ex-linebacker to it. We'll tell you who right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.